Say that with me. The gift of the. One more time. If you're sleeping, just do the gift of the present. Now, Roger's going to push us today because of time. Here we go. Let's go. We saw last week in the message 9-11 and a 1-11, the scripture. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Say it with me. Thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. God says, I know your thoughts. Okay? God says, I want peace for your life. That's God's thoughts. I want good for your life. That's what God says. We come up with all kinds of other stuff. I want what for your life? Hope for your life. We saw that last week. I'm not going to re-preach the message. Now listen, I want that for me too. Say that with me. I want that for... God says, this is what I think when I think of you. I think good thoughts. I want peace for you. I want good for you. I want hope for you. But do you want that for you? Say. Do you want that for you? Well, why don't you live like it then? Say. Keep living in the past. Telling your story. Just that's where you are in the pit. That's craziness. Are you hearing me today? Today's a gift. If you want to live it. I've got to say that. Say that with me this morning. I want what? Help me now. I want good for my life, and I won't. All right. And God says this in Deuteronomy. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. And He's recording this day against you and me. This day. See, I've set before you life and death. When? Today. Blessing and cursing. When? Today. Therefore, do what? Choose life that both you and your who? Yeah, your family can live. It's your choice. If you want to get up cursing, you want to have a day like that, get a bad day. If you get up like that and start talking like that, don't expect it to be a good one. You hearing me today? The gift of the present. That's what we're talking about. Choosing life means choosing to live in the what? Now, that's the way I say it. Choosing to live in the now, not in the past or the what? Or the later, but live when? Today, man. That's what we're talking about this morning. But I got to do what? Now, this is huge. That's what we're talking about today. We're talking about thinking today. I must do what? Help me one more time. I must what? Okay? And you're going to see why. Oh, no, I don't need to think that way. I got it all good. Okay, we'll see. Come on. Listen to Jesus. I'm going to read some scripture. Not going to preach it. Just going to read a little while. Hang in here with me. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, Jesus speaking, where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt and where thieves do not break through and what? Steal. For where your what? Treasure is, there will your heart, say heart, heart be also. Crazy verse, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye be single, your whole body shall be full of light. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. But if your eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that's in thee be what? How great is that darkness? If you want a dark day and you want to see a dark day, don't be surprised you have a dark day. But if your eye is focused and you want to have a good day, and this is the day the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Don't be surprised if you don't have a good day and you rejoice in your day regardless of the circumstances. Did you hear that? No man can serve two masters, for either he's going to hate the one and he's going to love the other, or else he'll hold to the one and despise the other. Then he says this, you cannot serve God, and King James says mammon. It's actually the word money. You cannot serve God and what? Money. But listen to me. Here, come on. This isn't a message by Jesus or me today on money. But it's on the what? And that's what he was talking about. He wasn't talking about so much about money. He's talking about, where's your head? Is your head on this earth? Is that what you're thinking about? Think about your money? Is that what you're thinking about? You don't think about heaven? You don't think about eternal things? Where's your head? Where's your thinking? He keeps going. Therefore I say unto you, take no what? How do I know he's talking about thinking? Because the very next verse talks about thinking. Okay? Take no thought for your life. What you going to eat? What you going to drink? What you going to put on? on your body? Come on. Is not the life more than meat and the body more than clothes? Say, come on. Behold the fowls of the air, they don't sow, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet, say it with me, you're what? Heavenly Father does what? Feeds them. I love this verse. Can you say the last part with me? Are you not much better than birds? Come on. Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? It's all talking about thinking here. And why do you take your thought for your clothes? Some people are so enamored. I don't know, do I look good in this? Do I look good in it? No. Whatever. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you that even Solomon, all of his glory, was not arrayed like the flowers of the field, the lilies of the valley. Amen. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is what? Cast into the oven, burned up. Shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little what? Stop making excuses about living in the present and realize it's your lack of faith. It's on you. It's not on us. It's not on your past. Not on somebody else. The blaming's got to stop somewhere. You hearing me today? If you want to have a great life. That's what God said. Therefore, take no thought saying what we're going to eat, what we're going to drink, or what we're going to wear. Jesus says, stop talking about that and thinking about that. See, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek, or do people who don't even follow me or even know me as their Savior and Lord? For your Heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. Then this crazy verse, say it with me. But seek ye first the what? And His righteousness. And all these things will be what? Sounds like if you seek Him and you put your focus on Him, you're actually going to be fine. Is that what that said? I think that's what it's saying. But he just talked about eating and drinking and clothing, but that's not what it is. That's not what he's really talking about. He's trying to talk to us about what? Thinking. Not about the money, not about all the stuff, but what are you thinking? That's what he's talking about. How do I know? Because the very next verse says so. Take therefore no what? For what? For tomorrow. For tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. And I like the way this says it right here. Say that last part with me. Sufficient unto today is the what? What's that mean? You got enough mess to do today. You need to learn to live in the now. There's enough stuff right here, good, bad, and ugly, to deal with. Are you willing to step up to the plate and live in today? Let's talk about it. Think about today. That's our message. Say it with me. The gift of the what? That's what we're talking about. Don't go sleep on me, though. Come on. So he talked to us about thoughts. Take no thought. You don't have to be a Bible scholar to figure this out here. Okay, take no thought. He's talking about thinking, all right? So I looked at thoughts. We have about 50,000 thoughts every day. And that's on the low end. If you've got a crazy head like mine, it might be 80,000, 90,000. Okay? 50,000 thoughts every day. That's the low end. That's 35 every minute. That's 2,000, over 2,000 an hour. Thoughts. But listen to this. About 90% of our thoughts today, say it with me, are what? Repeats from... Now, I'm going to say that again with you. Come on. Now, this is scientists. This ain't Gary coming up with this stuff. Are you kidding me? These are people that study this, and that's what they've given their life to, studying the mind and whatever, and the brain and your thinking. So, say it with me again. About 90% of our thoughts, what? Are what? From yesterday and days before. You know what that told me? Future thoughts don't seem to be our problem. Say that with me. Future thoughts don't seem to be our problem. Now, some people can worry about tomorrow and think about tomorrow. But in general, guys, that's not our problem. Okay? Past what? That's our problem. How many would agree with that? Come on, let's see it in the house. There we go. Past thoughts. You know, see, now God says, I know what I think. I know how I think. This is the way I think. See, God's not the problem here. But we want to blame it on him. See, that lets us still live in our past and all be all, yeah, see. God says, no, I know how I'm thinking. You screwed up one. But you can get out of this mess if you want to. Okay? I'm going to tell you something. If 90% of my thoughts are from the past and they're repeats, you know what that tells me also? Living in the what? Takes more effort than anything else I'll do. Living in the now. Living today. Taking this gift of the present and living it is going to take more work than anything else I do. Did you hear me say? Now, to some of you, like, he's so goofy, he's become a psychologist on stage. Well, you just keep living life, and you're going to get run over by the bus, and all of a sudden you're going to say, wow, I wish I'd have started thinking this way. Amen. Say, well, you're flat on the pavement. Okay? Trust me. This is truth, man. Jesus was talking about it. What are you thinking? You're worried about money, you're worried about your food, you're worried about this, you're worried about that. As you worry about all that and the past, you're missing the gift of today. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Keep looking. Being deliberate in my thoughts instead of random or reactive is what? It's hard work. It's easier just not to work at it. And you know, just reactive. So somebody says something, so you react. Or you're just random. You don't think about what you're doing. You don't think about today. You don't think that life's a gift. You don't think God of wonders beyond all, you know, galaxies. You're holy. You don't think about this. You're just living life, just taking breath for you know, and one day you're just dead. Look, what happened? Well, you're dead. You had a chance to live life and you didn't. You hear me or not? Choosing to live life is a choice. But right thinking and living the gift of the present is also a what? God says, choose life. Well, that's easy. Okay, I choose life. Well, when you say you choose life, it means that you're willing to choose to think. And you're willing to choose thinking and choose right thoughts. God has created every one of us with free will. I'm just going to go through some of this. Just some notes I wrote. God's chosen every one of us to have free will. That's what we have. And we can choose to accept Jesus Christ or we can what? Reject him. It's your choice. Okay? But we also have the free will to choose our what? And to live in the what? Did you know you have a free will to choose your thoughts? Okay? So many of us, we think just like mama, we think just like daddy. Are you your mama? Won't you tell everybody you your mama then? Won't you change your name to your mama's name? No, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're special. Did you know that or not? When are you going to start living your life? Okay? Not the what. Not the what. But the what. Now, that's what we're talking about. It's what Jesus is talking about. The gift of the what? Present. Yeah. Some verses on the heart, because he said, where your heart is, there your treasure will be. You'll see heart in the Bible a lot. Keep your what? Heart with all diligence. You've got to really work at this. For out of it are the issues of what? Life. My heart is mine. It's my responsibility to keep my heart. Don't get confused here. It's my responsibility to believe this. Just follow it with me just a moment. Okay? My heart is the innermost center of who I am. Now, we know this. It's the center of bodily, physical life, don't we? If the heart stops pumping, you stop pumping, right? So how many know that? Remember that. If your heart stops pumping, you stop pumping. You stop living. But wait a minute, that's not the heart Jesus is talking about. He's talking about the heart is the center of my rational, emotional, and spiritual life. It's my thoughts, it's my emotion, and it's my spirit. You better keep your heart. Where your heart is, there's where your treasure's going to be. If you're thinking about that money and if I'm on the house and the this and the that and all this, and that's consuming you, don't do that, he says. Think right. This is a special day. It's a gift. Seek first the kingdom of God today. Are you hearing me or not? Out of the heart flows everything, Jesus says. The physical heart pumps blood. Say this with me. But the rational, emotional, and spiritual heart pumps who? And as that physical heart, when it stops pumping blood, you stop pumping life. But as you, in your heart, as you stop and just living in the past, and you're not thinking about today, and you're not rational about today and emotional in today, and your spirit's not alive today, you stop pumping you also. Did you see that? Yes or no? Your heart's beating, but you ain't. How well my rational, emotional, and spiritual mind works dictates how much joy I'm going to experience in my day. Well, I'd have a good day if she'd just shut up. How about have a good day if she keeps running her mouth? It's a choice, man. It's a choice also to get up and go to the other room. Hello, amen, say. Come on. If we don't choose to live like this, it's our choice if we want joy. What is joy? Joy in the Scriptures, say it with me, is the what? It's the abiding presence of God. Why do I want to live in the past when I don't have to, and I can have joy in my heart today, and I can be full of God's presence today? Why wouldn't I want that? Because it's hard work, that's why. And it's easier just to be random and reactive in my thinking instead of proactive and make a choice to live my life today. Now, here's what joy is to me. Here's the way I say it in the South. What's joy to me is God lives in what? My house. That's how I think joy. God lives in what? I can do all things because God lives in my house. Amen. Say. The peace of God. Yeah, I have that. The good things of God. Yes. That's what His plan is for me today. The hope of God. God wants that for me. Are you hearing me today? Driving you a little goofy? The gift of the what? The present. Say this with me. This great verse. We said it last week. This is the which the Lord has. Now watch this. We will what? And be glad in what? In what? And it sounds like it's saying I'm going to be glad in this day. Is that what it's saying? Okay, did you get that? I'm going to be glad in this day. Well, no, I'm going to be glad in yesterday. Well, yesterday's gone. You should have been glad yesterday. Because you really ain't glad yesterday because today's the day and you missed it. Because yesterday was yesterday and you can't make the day yesterday because that was yesterday. You understand all that? I love this statement right here. Because of God's grace, each day is a new beginning. Say that with me. Because of God's grace, each new is a new. Isn't that crazy? But you have a chance because of the grace of God to have a brand new beginning today. Come on! Since my thoughts can become different, I love this. My life, my character, and who I am can be radically what? See? See, 90% of them are past thoughts. But if I can choose life and choose my thinking, I can actually have a changed life. Did you hear that or not? Sure you can. Yeah, if I win the lottery, everything will get better. Why don't you start taking charge of your life instead of going to the corner market? Say, you got a whole lot better chance to have a better life if you take charge of your life. You hear me? And you're thinking. Transformed. You can be transformed. That's what Romans 12 says. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Then verse 2, and be not conformed to this what? But be ye what? By the renewing of your what? By the renewing of your what? That you might prove what is that good. That almost sounds like Jeremiah again, doesn't it? And acceptable. And perfect will of what? God. Goes back to my head. I can become everything God wants me to be. How many of us, including me, don't think that so often? There's no limit to my full potential. No limit to my full potential. Yeah, but I'm old now. I ain't talking about that. You went to the past again. Why don't you live your full potential today? And then if you get another day, you'll live another day. How about that? Say. But squeeze it, man, and get it out of this day. Everything you can. Amen. For the glory of the Lord. Regardless of the past, this day and my future can be what?
You know what? This is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be what? I'm going to have a great day today. It's true. But I must have who? And I must have His. Now, guys, we're almost done because I have to be. But we got to keep moving. I literally must learn how to have Jesus' mind and Jesus' thoughts. And I know this sounds crazy. It actually sounds impossible because we think it's what? You're crazy, Clark. Trying to have Jesus' mind and Jesus and God's mind. You lost your mind. No, it's possible because God says it's possible. Did you hear me? See, I'd rather call you a liar than call God a liar. Did you hear me? Say. God says it's possible. Let this what? Mind be in who? Your granddaddy? Who did it say? You. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. You ought to read that incredible passage in Philippians. But we're going somewhere. Look at just out of Philippians. Brethren, I count not myself apprehended, but this one thing I do. Say it with me. Forgetting those things which are what? 90%. Remember that. And reaching forth. Oh, that sounds like it's going to hurt. Unto those things which are what? That's not the future. That's just reaching right here. It's right here, man. Grab it. Grab it. You see, it's right there. Get it. I press toward the what? Mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He said, as it were, His face is a flint towards Jerusalem. Jesus kept pressing. I want that for me. That mind. Now watch this. And the peace of God which passes all what? So that sounds like Jeremiah again. That peace that God wants you to have. The peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and your what? Through Christ Jesus. And then the best verse may be in the Bible on thinking. You ought to memorize it. You ought to write it down. You ought to put it in your car. Put it on your fridge. Put it in your face. Make it your phone thing. When you cut on your phone, boop, there it is. Finally, brethren, say it with me. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, say it loud with me. Think on these things. Now hang in here with me. We are going to cut it short. But we've got to finish this thought. One of the most quoted verses in all the Bible. Say it with me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens. How many knew that before I put it up there? We quote it. We say it. And I think it's a bunch of bull to most people. Because they don't think right. Philippians 4:13 ain't a magic wand. Look, I'll wait. Philippians 4:13. I do all things through Christ who strengthens me. No, you can't. Not unless you think you can. Did you hear me? Oh, I just quote it and it happens. You see that on TV all the time. Just name it, claim it, quote it, blab it, have it. Excuse me. I'm sorry. The Christian life is work. And every day I've got to work to think right thoughts. Are you hearing me today? God's not a liar. We are. He says, think on good things. And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. But if you think on bad things, don't blame me, God says. You're the liar, not me, God says. Did you get the message today? That's tough talk. Preacher done called me a liar 9 times. I ain't going back. Bye. But if you'll remember what I said today, you might have a better chance at a good life. Amen. Come on, there's more to it, but we're going to quit it right there. Let's thank the Lord for the gift of the present. Thank you, Lord. Yeah.